AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Hundreds of law enforcement officers, including the FBI, are now in Texas searching for the shooter who violently killed five neighbors. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says they're also offering a big reward for his arrest.
Right now, we're going door to door with these 200 officers. They're going door to door, knocking on people's homes or knocking on people's houses, asking questions, looking for tips. This $80,000 is in my opinion, a real good motivator to have somebody turn him in.
The man had been shooting a gun in his front yard on Friday. Neighbors asked him to stop because a baby was trying to sleep. About 500 Americans are now sailing from Sudan to escape the country's ongoing civil war. CBS's Remy Innocencio has the latest from Jeddah.
These are Americans who have finally safely escaped the past 2 weeks of violence in Sudan as the country's two strongest military factions fight for power. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres now says the country is falling apart. The fear is an outright civil war if peace is not found soon.
Turkey's president confirms intelligence forces have killed ISIS leader Abu Hussein al-Qureshi in an overnight operation in Syria. The intelligence organization had been tracking him for a long time. Title 42 expires here in the U.S. in a few weeks, and Homeland Security says it expects a massive influx of migrants at the southern border. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez talked about it on Face the Nation.
There needs to be a process where folks have their asylum claim heard in days, not years. And if they qualify for asylum, welcome to the United States. And if they don't, you have to send them back to their country of origin. What we can't do is what we're having now. Right now, we have tens of thousands of children that are just being released into this country.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is now blaming House Republicans for the debt crisis.
Republicans in the Senate joined with us to avoid default once again. But now we have this extreme wing in the House that is risking default, which will set us back for years.
The House passed a bill last week that raises the debt ceiling in exchange for steep spending cuts. It's not likely to pass the Senate or get approval from President Biden. Models and fashion designers rallied outside the Metropolitan Museum of Art ahead of the Met Gala tonight in New York City. They're demanding fair pay, better working conditions, and protections against harassment and discrimination. Protesters also slammed the Met's problematic theme honoring Karl Lagerfeld. The designer was known for berating models before he died in 2019. He was 85. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When looking for a partner in your property search, know that agents who are realtors are different. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics, putting your best interests first. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If you're experiencing a spring hiring rush, then you need Indeed. Their powerful all-in-one hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Want to find your next great hire? Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 34. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 43. Overcast skies. Lows level off around 33. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Greetings all, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show with the stuff that dreams are made of. When we turn off the lights and go to sleep, we always are looking for one thing. Well, rest if you want to be boring, but dreams. All the wonderful kaleidoscopic things that happen in dreams. Well, it's inspired a lot of songs, and we're going to play them today. So sit back, relax, and join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
These dreams in the mirror. Unpleasant thoughts, I want to push them away. They creep like weeds that cover all the flower bed. I can't remember the dream that I had last night, but the simple fact that my mind could concoct such a thing as the incredible dream that I had last night is a clue.
They might be giants with I Can't Remember the Dream from their latest album, Book, which just came out last year. And before that, we opened the show with Heart, the Wilson Sisters, and These Dreams, one of my favorite songs from the 80s. Speaking of siblings in music, let's turn now to the band Crowded House, which was formed by Neil Finn from the group Split Enz, which he founded with his brother Tim. Tim later joined the group Crowded House, and they had a bunch of success, including the song we're going to play next. Big hit for them in 1986. Here's Don't Dream It's Over.
There's a hole in the roof, my possessions are gone. dagger fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Dream.
Wow, more siblings there. That was Don and Phil Everly, of course, the Everly Brothers, with All I Have to Do Is Dream. And before that, we went to the other end of the 60s with the Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, one of my all-time favorite song titles. It is time to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back, we're going to play a song by a group that was very big in the late 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s. I really don't think I'd call it a comeback, this one, but maybe just a kind of continuation. So stay tuned, everyone. This is WFHR.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. flower when I thought I spied some men.
Start again. Wait a minute now. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spied some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I said as we hit land, I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Inside a cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. This time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails, but let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail.
So I parked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails around the sail, so I made it back to the ship. The parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Uruk I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said good luck.
And we open this set with the Moody Blues and their 1986 hit, Wildest Dreams. Wow, 1986, well represented so far. And that was followed by Mr. Bob Dylan, Robert Zimmerman, as we call him in Minnesota, with Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. Up next, we have a band we have not yet heard here on Seth Faces the Music. Something of an oversight, I think, on my part. But we get to do it right now. It's not one of their bigger hits, but it's one of their stranger ones. Their subject matter was always kind of on the odd side. So let's just dive right in. Next time someone asks you if you'd like to listen to the show, Seth Faces the Music, do what Homer Simpson does and say,
I prefer to listen to Cheap Trick.
Oh,
Bobby Darin with his Dream Lover. And that's going to end this set. But when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to play one of the pioneering African-American groups in popular music. We're going to listen to one of their famous songs. So don't go anywhere. This is WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Ink Spots with Street of Dreams. Man, if you want to check out a really cool catalog of music, check them out. So, since we're on the subject of dreams, I did want to tell a little story about a dream that I had the other night. You know, maybe this isn't the best place for it, but I thought it was kind of cool. So it started out, I was in a field, okay? Except that it wasn't a field of like wheat or anything like that. It was, everything was purple. And so I started looking around to see if I could find anything in this purple field. And all of a sudden,
about dreams when you can have nightmares. Yes, today on Seth Fails the Music, it's all about the bad dreams you had when you're kids, and I hope it causes flashbacks. So join me, won't you? And let's face the music together. Thank you. That was Joe Jackson with In Every Home a Nightmare. And before that, Sham 69 with Sunday Morning Nightmare. We have a break now, but don't think you're going to be off the hook. We'll have more nightmares coming up after the break. You won't want to miss it. Or will you?
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five
WFHR
Americans
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.